You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away the Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said all these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Holy God, we have no idea what we are doing, because the world has changed around us with remarkable speed. But we give thanks that you change too. You changed on this Easter morning 2,000 years ago. You teach us. You are our rabbi, and we thank you, and we ask that you would help to teach us how to live and follow you. Give us strength to stop clinging to you and start following you. Amen. Good morning, Easter greetings on this morning. Let us begin by taking a moment to acknowledge a fact that right now we all have no idea what we are doing. Here's an example. I have this nice mask that my sister-in-law made me. Thank you, Chrissy. And it's just a few weeks ago, when I would see someone out walking wearing a mask, I kind of sniggered to myself and thought, boy, they're just really kind of going overboard. And then as of a few days ago, now it's the law. I heard that the fine is like $1,000 or something. So, thankfully, my sister-in-law made me a mask. But there's a problem. When I try to wear it, I can't see anything. My glasses fog up instantly. Just one little example of how a lot of us feel right now, kind of like we don't know what we're doing. Thankfully, that's something that we can relate to in the gospel story this morning too. Mary Magdalene, after she sees the empty tomb, she runs and she tells Simon Peter and the other disciple. And when they get this news, what do? Do they tell anybody else? No. They have a foot race. I mean, of all the times when you need to have a petty competition, there's this little competition between Peter and the beloved disciple throughout the Gospel of John. And here, on Easter morning of all Sundays, they decide to get into a little competition again, and they race to the tomb. In case you care, it's the other disciple who wins, the beloved one. He gets there first, and he looks inside the tomb. He doesn't know what's going on. Simon Peter gets there. He goes inside. He doesn't know what's going on. And then thankfully, something clicks and they get it, kind of. They remember what Jesus told them about resurrecting. And what do? Do they explain it to Mary? Do they tell the other disciples? They go home. Really? They go home. They don't make a fuss or tell anyone this extraordinary news. Peter and the beloved disciple on this morning, 2,000 years ago, had no idea what they were doing. I think we can relate, all of us, in the current situation that we are living in. We don't know what we're doing, how to operate a Zoom meeting, how to live stream video. And then there's the more sobering realities that we don't know what we're doing. Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's data that indicates that things could have been a lot worse than they are, and we're thankful for that. But then there's some other things that are really quite sobering, cause us to pause and reflect seriously. Our country, the United States, has the most deaths in the whole world. And if you didn't know it, our population is not that big compared to many other countries. There's a feeling that maybe we don't know what we're doing. We're becoming aware that certain populations are incredibly vulnerable. Why is it that our friends and neighbors who are African American are dying at double or triple the rate of other people? That's a difficult question for us to think about. Maybe we don't know what we're doing as well as we should be. The reality is that we face is that we don't know what we're doing because the world has changed. And it hasn't just changed in the past few weeks. We know that it's been changing massively for these past years. And just with the recent events that have happened, it's like pressing fast forward. For example, here at our little church in Upland, California, we decided about a year ago that we would take some time and redo our website, that we would improve some of our technologies so that we could share the word online. Well, up until a few weeks ago, that meant just recording the sermons and making them available, audio. And then when all of this happened, we realized that the world was changing even faster, and now we would have to hit fast forward on what we were doing. I want to show you something. Take a look at this, everyone who's out there at home. What you see before you is a system that was slapped together on the fly. And let me tell you, there's pastors all over the country with similar setups. You see that tripod before you? That's like a high-grade professional tripod. And the guy holding it, well, he has worked in the television industry for years. But that camera on top of it, I'm going to get real close. Take a good look at this camera. That's like a $20 webcam that I got so I could do Zoom meetings. The point is this: the world has changed. The world has changed so quickly and so massively all around us. All of us are struggling with what to do. How do we live in this new reality? We pray and we hope, many of us, that things go back to normal as quickly as possible. But part of this whole experience has shown us that maybe the normal that we just came out of wasn't as great as we thought it was. Maybe this whole experience is showing us some things that we weren't paying attention to like we should have. The world is changing all around us. But there's good news this Easter day. There is good news. There is reason to celebrate, even with all this going on, even though our churches are empty, even though religious leaders are so bent out of shape that we can't do our faith like we want to. Our faithful members want to gather, and it's so hard not to. There is good news on this Easter Sunday. And this is the good news. Today of all days, we celebrate that Jesus changed. Jesus changed. He, before he was crucified, was God, the God-man, human being and God in one. And he was flesh and blood and he walked the earth. Then, when he was crucified and buried, he was dead. For 3 days, on the third day, he rose again. This day, Easter Sunday, and when he rose again, he was different. He was not the same. And that's good news for us, because it means that if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can change, then there might just be hope for us too. If you're not convinced that Jesus changed, because I know there's a part of us, right? There's scripture even, and let's not ignore it. There's scripture that says Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know that verse. But consider that the Bible is a conversation with different voices. And listen to the voice of the Holy Gospel this morning that tells the story of Peter, the beloved disciple, and Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, the apostle to the apostles. Mary was outside of the tomb weeping after the two other disciples had finished their foot race and took off running back home. And while she's crying, Jesus comes up to her and says, "Woman, why are you crying?" And what does the Bible say this morning? It says that she mistook him for the gardener. She didn't recognize him. She had spent so much time with Jesus, she knew what he looked like. She knew what his voice sounded like. Why didn't she recognize him this morning? It's because he changed. When he went through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, he did not come out the same way. He was different. Jesus had changed. I wonder if he was there the whole time. What if he was there the whole time and Mary walked past him, ran, told the disciples, they ran up, looked in, and they ran right past him. It could have happened. He could have changed so much that they just mistook him. They thought he was some guy standing there. But even though sometimes we don't recognize Jesus, Jesus always recognizes us. Jesus knows who we are. Even though Christ changed on this Easter Sunday. And when Mary confuses him for the gardener, Jesus says to her her name. He says, Mary. And finally, when she hears her name, she recognizes him. She recognizes Jesus. And what does she call him? She calls him Rabbi, teacher. Of all the things that Mary could have called Jesus, she could have called him Lord. She could have called him his name, Jesus, Christ, Savior, Redeemer, all those titles that we love and we celebrate and we lift up. And the one that she uses on this Easter Sunday is teacher. Jesus is our teacher. He is our rabbi. And that is so important for us at this moment in which we stand as faithful people in a world that has changed all around us. We need a teacher, and we have a teacher. Jesus can teach us what it means to be faithful in this new world, in this new reality. In a world that has changed all around us, Jesus will teach us. He will be our rabbi. So what can we do? What can we do so that we can allow Jesus to begin to teach us? Well, think about the words that he says to Mary. Mary is so overwhelmed that she is with her teacher and her Lord and her Savior that she is down on the ground holding on to his feet, worshiping him. And in the Gospel according to John, Jesus is very direct with Mary. He says this to her, "Do not hold on to me." In other translations, he's even more direct. He says, "Stop clinging to me." I remember at the beginning of this school year, I was walking my children to school. And we haven't lived in Upland for a long time, so the school was still a new experience. And when I walked my children to school, my shoulders were aching. They were aching because they were pulling my arms so hard that I thought I might have an arm get pulled out of my socket, especially the kindergartner. Hanging on with one hand, another arm wrapped around the wrist, just pulling. And when we got to school, I kind of had to scrape them off. You know, I had to scrape them off and say, "I love you, but stop clinging to me. You've got to go to school. You've got to go learn. I love you, but stop clinging." And they did. They let go, and they went off, and they joined their class, and they loved their teachers. Now they see their teachers online. But that's the same reason why Jesus said to Mary, "Stop clinging to me." He said, "I haven't ascended yet to the Father." In other words, there's more change even still coming with Jesus. He's going to go up to heaven, do something we don't understand. And to be his disciple in this new post-resurrection reality, he says to Mary, "Stop clinging to me. And go." And that's what we have got to do in this same moment. People of faith, people who follow Jesus, this is not the moment to cling to Jesus. You might be saying, Pastor, what are you talking about? Not cling to Jesus, but I mean it. I mean it. This is a time to follow Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to go into the world with our proper social distancing and masks and all that. But it's a time to stop clinging and to start learning from the teacher, following. Go. Resurrection isn't about things going back to normal. It's about following our Lord, who will teach us what it means to follow Him every day and every moment. So let's stop clinging and start following. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.